listener production.
Hi, Isabel Everett here with your local briefing. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese admits he's deeply concerned by claims Australian coal exporters have fudged the numbers in order to boost profits. The claims were raised by independent Andrew Wilkie, who says a number of them used fraudulent quality reports to sell Australian coal as cleaner than it actually is. He directly named a number of companies that operate in the Hunter, including ALS, Glencore and Peabody. The PM stopped short of promising a parliamentary inquiry, but says that could happen.
The department is currently engaging with the regulators and accreditation bodies, making an assessment of it. I guarantee to come back to the member for Clark.
A reminder to check your smoke alarms are working following a busy morning for local fire crews. They were called to a blaze at Mount Hutton this morning, rescuing a dog from the backyard with the roof of the home completely destroyed. One man was treated by paramedics. They were also called to a house fire in Cardiff Heights, containing the blaze to the front of the building. Police are searching for a woman over a terrifying robbery in New Lambton yesterday. They say a 20-year-old had cash stolen from her by another woman who allegedly threatened her with a hammer. They're looking for a light-coloured sedan with a missing back window covered by a plastic bag. Good news for dog lovers, with Newcastle Council announcing Maryland will host the city's newest off-leash park. It'll be over the road from the existing off-leash area with new dog bubblers, extensive shading and parking. And a protester with a rainbow flag and a Save Ukraine t-shirt has run onto the field at the World Cup. Updating sport and in cricket, Newcastle's Toby Gray has missed out on selection for the Sheffield Shield clash with Victoria. New South Wales head of elite cricket, Michael Klinger, admits the redhead junior was unlucky to miss out, but they opted to go with experienced spinner Adam Zampa, while Newcastle's Jason Sanger kept his spot as vice-captain. And Portugal has booked its spot in the knockout phase of the World Cup after defeating Uruguay. Overnight, Brazil, Ghana and Cameroon also notched up wins.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.